How do you make your mental health strong?
I think I need to move on to another question, and may nabanggit ka tungkol dito kanina. And nung dumating ang pandemic, bigla tong nag-shoot up eh. The numbers, the statistic, and I'm talking about depression. I'm talking about mental health issues, mental health concerns, no? That there was a viral trending post na sinare mo kasi to sa Kerygma conference before, and hindi ko makakalimutan to dahil syempre Peace Manila nag-share nito eh. and nag-viral yung message mo doon that there are a lot of people na depress, but it does not mean that it's about their weakness, but it's about them pretending to be strong for too long. Sabi ko, wow. First time kong narinig yun, and nagkaroon ako ng different mindset about it. And ngayon, everybody, I think, has this temptation. Ako, Deb, I want to admit sa'yo, last year, mumuntik-muntik ako. Kaya ano na eh, sinusumbong na ako ata sa'yo ni Sally eh. I could really sense it already. Alam namin kung kanino na kami tatakbo, and your simple kumusta really helped me a lot. I was also, alam niyo po yun, malapit ng mahulog because of all the pressure, anxiety, weary heart, discouragement, no? And yung sabi mo kanina, the number game, no? Tatayo pag ganito, we nagmamatter minsan sa atin na ano yung puso natin. That you're a man that I look up to with when it comes to strength, most especially physical strength. Pero mental strength, mental strength, that can you enlighten us? How can we strengthen pagdating naman sa aspeto ng mental health para ma-prevent natin yung mga anxiety na yan, yung depression na yan, and suicidal thoughts? I think a lot of people need to hear this message. Dad?
I want to start by making a definition or a contrast between strong men and men of strength.
Mm.
So a strong man is different from a man of strength. A strong man might be able to carry big loads. Malalaki mga muscles niyan, strong man.
Opo.
But a man of strength is somebody who's internally tough, not easily swayed by the dictates of the society, not easily toxified by the toxic world, not being affected by what affects many. Yun yung ating point. We have to train ourselves, lalo ngayong pandemic, we will have to train ourselves to become men of strength.
Amen.
Or women of strength for the ladies who are watching.
I agree.
Kasi minsan, I have nothing against physical fitness. In fact, I advocate that. At isa yun sa mga panlaban mo, including mental health, is to have a good physical fitness. Pero minsan, baka yun ang pabalat bunga, yun yung mask mo.
Mm.
The internal turmoil that is happening. I will introduce a faculty in man's capacity na hindi masyadong popular. Hindi masyadong popular, pero actually, it's already 3 decades by advocacy. Alam na, tapos in-advocate ko siya lalo dun sa aking libro na Balance is Power.
Beautiful book.
Okay, yes. Popular ang IQ as intellectual quotient. Popular EQ as emotional quotient. Hindi masyadong popular, pero it is known by physical fitness, yung PQ, physical quotient. Tapos, kahit hindi mo sabihin, mahalaga sa tao ang SQ, spiritual quotient. Siyempre, kahit hindi mo ituro, mahalaga din sa tao ang WQ, wealth quotient.
Yeah.
Diba? You cannot be of charity if you're a charity case yourself.
Yeah.
Pero ang gusto kong i-equip ang nakikinig ngayon ay AQ, adversity quotient. Ano ibig sabihin ng adversity quotient? Ito yung sinasabi ni Nelson Mandela na a good man falls 7 times but stands up 8 times. Alam mo 'yun, ibig sabihin sa dami ng tumba mo, bangon ka uli. Ano ngayon? The harder you fall, the higher you bounce. 'Di ba? Pag malambot yung kinatumbahan, hindi yan magba-bounce back ng mataas. Pero the beauty of a hard fall is that you bounce back
galing
higher. You dream bigger. You aspire higher. Yun eh, na ang tibay ng pinagkatumbahan mo.
Mm-hmm.
Another analogy would be the you're down the pits, yung tinatawag na rock bottom. Sometimes rock bottom is good because when you're down there at the rock bottom, there's no way to go but up.
Yes.
Okay. And as you go up, you will realize that in the rock bottom, Jesus is the rock at the bottom.
Amen.
So tinutulak ka niya pataas, hinihila ka niya pabalik. So that's the power of the grace of Jesus Christ. So ngayong sinasabi natin na dumadami na ang depressed people, naalala ko yung quote na yan. Alam mo sino nagpa-viral niyan? Sino nagparami? Nakita yan ng Mental Health Society. Tapos sila nag-spread. Kasi may umattend sa Kerygma Conference na advocates ng mental health.
Opo.
So they capture the moment.
Yeah.
They capture the moment. Tapos nakita nila yung post. Tapos sila nagpalaganap.
Yeah.
We are so happy that even in spiritual events, mental health is being advocated. It's kind of prophetic. Kasi parang two years or three after that, may dadating pa ng pandemic.
Kaya nga po.
Tapos itong pandemic, it's actually the global environmental condition, which is pandemic, brought about the global and yet internal condition.
Mm.
And that is inner pressure,
yes,
inner turmoil. So, kung maalala mo sa isa sa mga talks natin, when Brother Bo Sanchez had a very good conversation with Karen Davila, there are two people that I really look up to. Ang ganda na sinabi ni Bo. So do you agree, Ma'am Karen, that the pandemic is an equalizer? Ang ganda ng reflection ni Karen Davila. Sabi niya, Brother Bo, actually it's not an equalizer, it's an amplifier.
Mm.
What is already there will even be amplified.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. Nag-pandemic sa pamilya Somera. Lalong naging masaya kasi andiyan kayo nakikita palagi. Meron kayong baby mix.
Yeah.
Araw-araw kayo maglalabing-labing ni Mami Saleng. Tapos si Mamita kasama niyo palagi.
Yep.
Si ate, sana huwag parinig ni ate to. Kagad-kagad nakalipad. Diba? Si Pao Sumera sa bahay palagi. So, when love is there, ma-amplify.
Yeah.
And ano na sa Cabrillas family?
Amen. Kasi
forever and ever and ever light group kami. I could say na lalong tumibay ang aming communication powers or communication connection. Alam niyo naman na all relationships are based on communications.
Yeah.
Communications are not healthy. There's no such thing as a healthy relationship. So lalong tumibay, na-amplify yung nandun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the families and individuals na hindi talaga okay, na-amplify din yun.
Yeah.
Last year, nung pumalo ang pandemic, five months ng pandemic, limang couples ang muntik na maghiwalay.
Wow.
So kami ni Mami Joy, yung ginagawa namin in person dati, sa Zoom namin ginagawa, at in all fairness, nare-reconcile yung pamilya.
Praise God.
Because it will amplify what is already there. Yan ang ginawa ng pandemic. So, ang gagawin natin to counter that, we cannot do it alone. Alam mo, nakakatuwa ang mundo. Ang dami-dami ngayon, we are under the barrage of so many information.
Yes.
In fact, it's so dangerous. Merong isang source from the United States, grupo ng mga doktor, walang mga mask, walang mga face shield. Can you imagine the danger that they were declaring? Sabi nila, huwag daw maniniwala sa lahat ng declaration about COVID. Sabi na COVID is just a seasonal disease from month of January to April, mawawala din.
Grabe.
Wow, talagang sabi. Pag may naniwala doon, lagot na.
Yeah.
Kaya ayaw mag-face shield. Kinatatamaran kasi nila yung pag-face shield at pag-face mask. Ang napansin ko, ang taong stress, tas walang solusyon, mag-i-imbento ng solusyon.
Whoa.
So that I think is the ultimate masking.
Hmm.
Kasi may takot siya. Ang gagawa siya, i-imbento siya kung ano-ano mga negative sa negative or wrong application ng mga ivermectin, mga ganyan. Ako naman, whatever can stop or whatever can a little bit, kahit a little bit prevent, gawin na natin. Sinabi na nga ng Pope na magpa-vaccinate, why not? Sabi ng iba, yes, it's anecdotal, hindi pa proven ng mga doktor. Ngayon, ang sinasabi na ng doktor, we're just still awaiting for the confirmation of the medical experts, yung mga ivermectin. Ako, whatever can help you for the moment, do it. Okay. How does that apply to depression? Depression, tinanong ako nila Bo dati, Brother Obet, what can you say about how do we understand depression? Sabi ko, that's a good question because you're talking about understand. Sabi ko, in order to understand depression, you will never fully understand depression until you are standing under depression. Understand, pero hindi mo siya ma-understand kung hindi ka standing under depression. Ano ba ang depression? Ayaw mo nang bumangon dahil walang silbi ang buhay. Ayaw mo nang kumain. Tapos magjo-joke ka, ang joke mo, knock-knock. Try natin left, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Icon.
Icon who?
Yan ang mga knock-knock ng depressed na tao. Icon ng mga ra. Icon ng tumingin. Icon ng manalamin. Nasasaktan ng damdamin. Yan, that's depression. But depression is ano eh, alam mo, may iba't ibang genius ang mundo eh. Tatype ko dito ah. Yan, in capitals, depression. The best thing to do under the grace of God, i-jumble up lang natin yan.
Wow! Talaga? Hindi ko nakita to. Wow!
Depression, you jumble up the letter, it's I press on.
Oo nga!
Sige, i-flames mo. I-flames mo, Lep.
Yes! Oo nga! Wow! Powerful!
I pressed on.
Wow!
Kahit na, ito. Ito, kinikilabutan ako dito sharing. I've been waiting for the opportunity to preach this. So allow me to preach.
Sure.
I'll preach it to Lep. And at the same time, in this podcast, I will have the opportunity. Sabi ni Martin Luther King, oh, you continue to dream. Continue to fly to your dreams. Kinote ko yan nung Kerygma Conference talk na. Continue to fly to your dreams. And if you cannot fly, please run to the fulfillment of your dreams. If you cannot run, then walk to the fulfillment of your dreams. If you can no longer walk, then crawl to the fulfillment of your dreams. Grabe yun. Nung kaya mong lumipad, lipad. Eh, hindi na kayang lumipad, takbo. Hindi na kayang tumakbo, pagod na, lakad. Hindi kayang lumakad, gapang. What matters most is I press on.
Amen.
Ito na, Lep. Ito na yung twist. If you continue to press on, there's depression, you press on, you keep on pressing on, not by your power, but by the grace of God, I pressed on. Di ba you're crawling?
Yes.
You keep on pressing on to the moment that you're no longer crawling, you're already walking. And then you press on. You continue pressing on until you're no longer walking, but running.
Woo!
But you pressed on. You pressed on until you're no longer running, you're flying. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And Philippians 4, 2:3 verse 13 says, I focus on Jesus and I run towards the goal. and that's the fulfillment of my upward calling. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Di ko alam bakit tiri-eyed ako sa message mong yun.
It's a grace from God. Ako din, ako din.
Wow.
When
wow.
two are gathered, o dalawa tayo, kasama natin si Lord.
Amen.
It's a message from God. Martin Luther King is a hope to all the blacks before.
Yeah.
Diba? Siya naglaban. Siya nagsabi noon, di lumipat, kundi ka lumipat, ito binaliktad natin.
Grabe.
Dahil gumagapang ka na, bangon. That's what I'm experiencing now. I'm the kind of person as an advocate of loving the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Too much loving the moment, nakalimutan ko that life must go on. And I realize I don't have the power yet to move on. Eh, brother, may nagtanong ba naman sa akin, during that time, di ako makamove on. Brother Obet, paano gagawin ko if may daladala ako, tapos hindi ako makamove on? I'm carrying something and I cannot move on. Sabi ko sa kanya, yes, people who carry something can still move on. Alam mo ba ang tawag doon? Tinanong niya ako, ano yun? Carry on. May dala ka, pero sige, may dala ka, buhat lang.
Tama naman.
Example ni Jesus yan, di ba?
Amen.
Buhat niya yung cross, pero gapang na, pero buhat lang ng cross. If Jesus exemplified that,
yeah.
Who are we not to imitate the Lord?
Amen.
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. O sige, apply natin yung pagbubuhat ng cross. Jesus the way. Kasama sa usapan yung cross.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ka servant ni Lord, kundi ka, hindi mo kaya buhatin ng cross at hindi mo dadaanan yung way.
Grabe itong message ito.
What's the truth?
Kasama ang cross. Lagi.
Kasama ang cross sa deal.
Grabe.
Anong gusto mo? Healing ministry lang? Multiplication ministry lang? Walking over the water ministry lang?
Yeah.
80,000 lang? Hindi. Kasama sa usapan ng cross.
Grabe.
No cross, no glory.
Amen.
No cross, no glory. Now, if you're walking with the cross, ano ang truth? The truth is, the truth, no matter how it hurts, will set you free. If you are my disciple, sabi ng truth ng word, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If you are my disciples, sabi niya, you will carry the cross and follow me. Tapos, my life. Ano ang buhay? Isang buhay na ganap at kasiyasiya. That's the promise of the Lord.
Amen.
And if you will not experience that here on earth, then heaven awaits us. No problem.
Ganda yan. If you can't experience that on earth because there's that happening sa mga buhay ng tao or ng pamilya or mga kaibigan din nakakilala ko, na parang yan na yung sinasabi, ano, that parang lagi na lang mahirap. Lagi na lang kami mahirap. Lagi na lang kami wala. Lagi na lang, bakit ba ganito ba? Pero ang ganda na sinabi mo, that heaven, this is not our final destination. This is not it. No?
Heaven. Nung bata pa kami ni Lep, pag doon kakakain, ang tawag dine in. Pagka sa labas, take out.
Kaya
si, ano daw, si Loveliness, si Alma Moreno, tinanong, for dine in or for take out? Sabi ni Loveliness, for bundle. Pero ngayon, sa modern day, like you order in Starbucks, is it for here or to go?
Yes.
So this is my news to the people who are listening. We're not for here. We are to go.
Amen.
We are to go. At saka, balikan natin yung quote na radicalized the belief of many. Yes, isa sa mga ultimate masking ay ang pagpapanggap na okay ka, hindi ka naman okay. It's pretending to be strong for too long. Napansin nyo may tulong? It's okay to pretend to be strong for a moment.
For a moment.
May mga panahon na walang choice eh. Like, lahat na nga sa pamilya, depressed. Eh di magpapanggap ka na malakas ka.
Yeah.
Kasi mangihiram sa'yo ng tapang. Yan ang problema ko dati sa pagigipagrambulan eh. my fraternity brads borrow courage from me. Hindi nila alam, isa rin akong duwag na nagpapanggap na matapang. So anong nangyayari? Pag lusob ko, lusoban din sila. Now, na-carry over ko yun, pati sa Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
Meron akong parang feeling of, again, the mask called invincibility. I forgot that I'm always pretending to be strong. In-underestimate ko yung kakayanan ng mga kaibigan na mahalin ka kahit broken ka. Kaya it's great. Again, balik tayo sa napakaganda nating diniskas sa discussion number one. it's great to have a safe place.
Yeah.
Kaya sabi ko nga kay Brother Jay Ogawin, Brother Jay, among group of men, minsan masyado tayo kahit ayaw natin, nagmamalaki tayo sa mga achievements natin. Sabi ko, let the district, our district, be a safe place. It's like, okay na to be okay. Ayun nangyari, kaya nag-iyaka naman kami. Kasi it's good. Only a builder can understand a builder as much a ninja can understand a ninja. So, a crying builder will only be understood by another broken builder. So, tulungan tayo. So, kasi ano yan eh, kung maalala mo, diniscuss natin sa Peace Manila dati, Lef, yung uncried tears.
Uncried tears, yes. Okay. I love that. Sobra.
Oo, kasi nga, may mga panahon nagpanggap kang matatag. So, hindi mo naiiyak.
Mm-hmm.
Pag a-attend ka ng feast, whether it's online or live, dun ka makakaiyak.
Yes.
Pag umateng ka recollection, because your psyche, your psychology, and even your spiritual reality is telling you, it's okay to cry. It's okay to be broken. Now, to those who are going through some depression or even ideation na ayaw natin mangyari, please find a safe place where you can cry. Diba? Hanap ka ng lugar na makakaiyak ka. Humanap ka ng tahanan. And I'm not referring to your house only. Kasi ang salitang tahanan galing sa dalawang salitang ugat. Manahan, kumbaga magpahinga ka muna, manahan ka. Mm-hmm. It's not permanent, manahan ka. At saka, tahan na.
Yeah.
Tahanan is tahan na. Sabi nga ng kanta, di ba? Kung wala ka na, di ba? Huwag ka nang umiyak dito. Or iyak lang, it's okay to cry. So yun, if you find that place, then growth will be unlimited.
That's true. I agree with you that. And napakaganda na sa'yo mismo nang galing, no? That okay lang umiyak kahit ang mga kalalakihan. Gusto ko shinare mo yun kanina na talagang kahit kayo in the district, no, they're crying, listening, and then hindi nyo tinatago. Because tama eh, kahit doon minsan we're pretending, wearing mask, that hey, I'm strong, no? Pero pag tinanggal mo na yung maskara deep inside, di ba, luhaan ka na. And sa tingin ko kasi, society has been labeling us with a lot of things. Na kapag weak ka, kapag umiyak ka. So, you're now listening this coming from a strong man na sobrang kilalang, grabe, matipuno, mabangis, no? And now the message is so clear that, hey, real men, they do cry, no? Okay lang umiyak mo, especially in these tough times, no? Kesa naman pigilan mo yan. Kaya sa tingin ko, Dad, no? Marami ang nalulunod dito sa usapang mental health, depression. Because sila rin, parang pinipigilan din yung opportunity na sila'y umiyak na or iiyak nila. Kaya ang ganda na sinabi mo that we need to find a safe place to cry. Dahil sabi nga natin, yung mga luha natin, prayers yan. And it goes to God. I think that's in the Bible then. I can't just recall kung anong scripture.
Saka madagdag ko lang, Lef, as a professional transformative coach,
yes po,
I have clients who will text me, "But Robert, are you free tonight?" Iiyak lang ako.
Oh,
imagine,
grabe.
Successful person, yung isa gym instructor, malaki pa katawan sa akin, "Brother Robert, iiyak lang ako." So ako, of course, as a professional, I will be paid just to allow them to cry.
Grabe. Oh my God.
I can do that ministerially. Kaya minsan, ang hirap na minister ka at professional coach because sometimes you forget to charge anymore. Yung sabi ko, sabi, ganda ng session. Sabi ko, ang ganda ng session. By the way, guys who are listening, Lef Sumera is also a licensed life coach. So, you want to be listened to, you want to cry, contact him. Because ako, experienced people, Brother Obet, usually I'm called Brother Obet or Daddy. Yun na talaga, hindi ko na maaalis eh. Dad, tawag ako mamaya, iyak lang ako.
Mm.
Can you imagine that?
Grabe.
They're willing to pay. To those who can, willing to pay just to cry. Because sometimes they're on top of the business.
Mm-hmm.
They're the CEO of organizations. So they are finding a place to cry.
Yeah.
Tapos along the way, syempre, ang high emotion pag yan na vent or nagka-channel ka na, pupunta ka sa equilibrium. Then you can think clearly.
Yeah.
So sabi ng kanta, my heart going around, I can't go on no more. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Water.
Water who?
What are you waiting for? Sabi ng kanta, I can't go on, I can't think anymore.
Yeah.
Yan ang nangyayari. Pagka ni-address na, naiyak mo na. Kasi naniniwala ko, pag nailuha mo na, mapapalitan na ng pag-asa. Pag nailuha mo na, mapapalitan ng pag-asa.
Amen. Ganda, ganda. I shared a message sa Peace Manila noon. Kung pagod ka na, kung hirap na hirap ka na, iyak mo lang, bukas laban ulit. And I think that's aligned to what you just shared today, no? Galing, galing. Guys, if you're blessed by the message today, and then you're looking for ano nga ba yung adversity quotient na yon, no? You could message me or you could directly message Daddy Obet. Look, hanapin niyo kami sa Facebook, no? And that yung book mo available pa because it really blessed me.
Okay, just for this for the people who are following Lep Sumera, Kuya Lep, I'll make a special deal because my books, if you buy it in the bookstores, they're going to be very expensive. But for you, my very first book, Spell Out Your Love, coupled with Balance is Power, my latest book, is now only at sale at 500 pesos.
Whoa! Wow!
Pag binili niyo yan sa labas, baka buting 700 plus. But I really don't care. I need to just share the wisdom and the comfort. So only for those who are following Lep Sumera, the deal is 500. I just don't know how delivery fee siguro sa inyo na lang or pag may order na kay Lep, sila na bahala.
Grabe.
Para may data na ko para pumasyal din doon. 200, two books, two wonderful books. And hindi kasi ako mahilig mag-Facebook. Kaya if you will only know the testimonies of the people,
yeah,
both in Spell Out Your Love, especially Balance is Power.
Yeah.
Sabi nga ng isang builder sa Singapore, ano, late siya sa meeting namin sa builders. Builder sa Singapore pa to. Pag uwi, pinalo ko ng libro. Sabi nga, nalita ko dahil sa'yo. Ha? Bakit? Sabi nga, guys, itong libro ni Brother Obet, huwag yung babasahin in public. Umiyak daw siya, umagulat daw siya sa loob ng tren.
Oh no!
Napanood siya naman.
Grabe!
Pagalit sa akin, pinapalo ko ng isang builder. So,
my gosh.
If kanina, there's another leader who's he doesn't understand what he's going through. So I went to the manuscript of my book, kinapi-paste ko lang, tapos pinadala. Sabi niya, Brother Robert, ba't alam mo pinagdadaanan ko?
Yeah,
sabi
ko,
tingnan mo yung pinakababa ng line. Ah, so midlife crisis ito. Yeah. So, like, yung book na yon, yung Balance is Power, it's also my proclamation to my life. So there's a call for balance.
Amen.
Mahirap pag yung isang aspeto ng buhay mo, because, sabi nga ni Brother Bo, when your outer life travels faster than your inner life, then there's imbalance.
Yeah.
At dahil doon, nasulat ko yung librong Balance is Power. So, kumbaga, for a price of one book, you'll get two books. So, yun.
And these two books has really blessed me, empowered me. Grabe, binago yung buhay ko nung dalawang librong ito. And if you're a preacher, if you're, alam nyo yun, inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, grabe, ang gandang resource book nito. Karamihan ng aking pinipreach, no, ay doon ko rin hinuhugot. Kaya lalo na nung natutunan ko itong adversity quotient na to, nako po, something new but really, really powerful is going to bless you. So again, do message me. No? Grabe, nagbigay pa ng promo. Hindi to, wala kaming usapan dito. Talagang it's a god of surprises and I'm just happy that we're going to share this wisdom and grace-filled knowledge. No? Na we do pray that could help somebody. No? Kaya yun. Thank you, Dad, for that. Now,
thank you so much for listening. I pray that you were inspired and empowered by our episode today. And please do be a blessing to somebody by sharing this episode. We're not yet done with Daddy O. meron pa tayong ilang mga tanong sa kanya na another episode that's going to bless us. So watch for it.